In this bulletin, Australia records its hottest day on record. New Zealand police apologise for being unable to find the bodies of two people. And in cricket, Captain Aaron Finch confident Glenn Maxwell's one-day international absence won't last long. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Preliminary data from the Bureau of Meteorology indicates yesterday was Australia's hottest day on record. The average maximum temperatures across the country was 40.9 degrees Celsius, breaking the record set on the 7th of January 2013 of 40.3 degrees. The record could be soon eclipsed, though, with temperatures expected to exceed 40 degrees in parts of Australia until the end of the week. Senior meteorologist Dean Stewart says some relief will come for residents of southern Victoria tonight after Melbourne reached a top temperature of 39 degrees.
We're looking at a southerly wind change moving across southern Victoria. It's already moved into the southwest this afternoon and it'll push through the rest of southern Victoria this evening and overnight. Not a real strong change in it. It's not one of those days where we'll get a real sudden drop of 10 or 15 degrees in the temperature, but more of a gradual easing of the temperature overnight.
And Australia has endured its driest spring on record, setting the scene for a devastating bushfire season in which fierce blazes have swept across the country. The Bureau of Meteorology says rainfall was 62% below average, making the spring of 2019 the driest since the previous all-time low of 1967. It's also confirmed spring was the second warmest ever recorded. The average maximum daytime temperature was 2.4 degrees above average, the second warmest on record behind 2014. New Zealand police have apologised for being unable to locate the bodies of two people missing and presumed dead following last week's White Island volcanic eruption. 16 people are confirmed dead after the disaster, with the bodies of Sydney teenager Winona Langford and New Zealand tour guide Hayden Marshall Inman still missing. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says their bodies are believed to be in the sea after washing out of the volcano's crater. He says the police dive squad has searched for the bodies without success, but they're not giving up hope.
I can promise you those people, that's what they come here to do. That was their intent, and we didn't manage it on that occasion, and we're deeply disappointed about that. But we are here, and we will continue trying as long as it takes, as long as it's reasonable to be here, and if need be, come back and repeat until we are satisfied that they're opportunities have gone.
A new plan to make companies producing fossil fuels pay for escalating costs of natural disasters in Australia has been welcomed by New South Wales mayors who've had to watch ordinary people in their communities pay the price of bushfires. The Australian Institute has released a proposal for a national climate disaster fund to be raised by imposing a $1 levy per tonne of carbon pollution on fossil fuel production in Australia. The think tank estimates the fund would raise around $1.5 billion a year, with natural disasters currently costing the nation approximately $13 billion a year. Bellingen Mayor Dominic King says his area has never seen conditions like those it's now facing, and it's impacting on the physical and mental health of the community, as well as affecting local businesses.
This is a climate emergency, and it's unfair that our local communities are bearing the brunt of those costs. The fossil fuel industry absolutely needs to come towards supporting what's happening here and supporting our firefighters, because I don't think relying on them is a sustainable option into the future. And we are going to see the impacts on those people and on our community into the future.
In cricket, Australian captain Aaron Finch is confident Glenn Maxwell's one-day international absence won't last long. Maxwell hasn't been included in the 14-man squad for January's three-match tour of India. 31-year-old has failed to make a half-century in his past 10-day innings for Australia and was one of three big casualties for the tour, along with Usman Khawaja and Marcus Stoinis. Finch says Maxwell hasn't garnered the runs required of a top-order player in a one-day cricket match recently, but believes he'll be back on the international scene in no time. Thursday's weather now, possible shower developing in Perth, 26. Very hot for Adelaide and 41. Cloudy in Melbourne, 23. Much the same for Hobart. In Canberra, hot with late smoke haze, 40 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong, a top of 35. In Sydney, hot with a gusty cool change of 39 degrees. In Newcastle, much the same, also 39. Cloud clearing in Brisbane, 30 degrees. A shower or two, 32 for Cairns, and 35 degrees in Darwin with a shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.